Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Aftermath Show. This is a Wilco. You heard the siren. You know the drill. All right, we got a pretty good little show here. I'm going to do today. For the last couple of weeks, Discovery Channel has had this new show that's going to be a reality show called The Colony, which is going to premiere tonight on the Discovery Channel. And it's a reality show, post-apocalyptic, and it's, you know, it's something a lot different and very welcoming for all those post-apocalyptic fans. And I'll remind you, the Aftermath program here is dedicated to everything post-apocalyptic, as far as movies, you know, shows, books, you name it, whatever's in the genre, we like to talk about it here. But I wanted to talk about The Colony coming up here tonight. You know, this is going to be on Discovery Channel. It's based on, it's going to, It's going to have encompass 10 survivors in the show, each with individual expertise in everything from different sciences and skills. And the group basically is going to be put together and to form a group and to, you know, use their expertise I'm not saying so much invent, but put together different types of systems like water purifiers, you know, things for electricity, solar, you know, a whole host of different types of scenarios in which, you know, very important equipment that you would need to survive. This is going to be set in a warehouse. The setting is, you know, from what I've seen on TV, just clips, some of them say that it's based on a what would happen if a, you know, a virus or something in the scenarios of the, like BBC Survivor, you know, some major disease or virus which would wipe out the population. You have a very small segment of survivors who were immune, and I believe, you know, without seeing the first episode, but that appears to be what they're basing this catastrophe or this apocalypse that's happened and left just a few survivors. And it's pretty neat, some of the videos they've shown on the website. And that's, if you want to check out the website, it's at discovery.com, and you can just go right there to The Colony. They have the website, you have a couple of different links there, one where you can enter The Colony and you can explore this warehouse or this living area that they've this compound, I guess you could say, that they put together where they're eating, sleeping, and putting things together in order to survive. And in the outside world, it's, you know, there's clips of where they show there's marauders or, you know, some bad guys out there, basically, you know, nomads running around trying to either steal or, you know, scavenging from whoever they can get anything from to survive. So, yeah, you know, that part's, it, you know, this is definitely, I have to say, the one thing intrigues me about the show, and if you've listened to the Aftermath show or heard my archives the last couple of years on certain shows, one of the things that fascinates me or intrigues me the most about the post-apocalyptic genre is the survival aspect of it. And that's one reason why I'm pretty high on the show, say the survivors of BBC. Although for some people it's maybe a little too much drama and not enough action and so and so and so. But I really am intrigued on the survival aspect. I just loved seeing, you know, what would happen in a group of survivors and all of this modern day technology laying around, almost useless and worthless, but how, you know, you could still build on some of the leftover technology and the tools that are left around. And this show, I'd have to say, really encompasses that fascination of mine, where you take these 10 individuals and, as I say, with different expertise, and they're going to use their skills and their knowledge to put things together to survive. As I said before, they use different techniques in order to put together, as I said, water purifiers, solar arrays, and I'm pulling up right now on the website. Just give me just one moment here. Yeah. There's the first segment here says build to survive, and they're going to put together using batteries, battery power. There's a episode or a scenario here where they're going to experiment to put together solar panels in order to achieve to harness some electricity, some power, water filters, very important. There's a another let's see here, wood-fired gasifier to use. And I guess it's going to be used to produce gas, yeah, and to purify some petroleum products in order to use to power machinery and vehicles. Cooking, they've got on here, you know, all the different essential things that that you would probably need once you got over the apocalypse, once the all the carnage and whatever has happened, once the group finally kind of comes together, and obviously we've all thought about different scenarios, you know, once, you know, people running around nomads and basically, you know, being separate, scared of each other, and eventually you would think that some people start coalescing around certain people and forming groups, and in those groups obviously are going to start scavenging and grouping together and defending each other, and at the same time making tools and things in order to survive in a you know, desolate non-populated urban environment. This is pretty unique for a show. You know, there's so many reality shows out there, and I'm really pleased and great to see that Discovery Channel is bringing this. And I'm really going to be glued to this tonight. What I'd like to do is, another thing they're going to have on here, notice you can also sign up for their Facebook, and people, and I'm planning on signing up myself, and you can build your own groups, and that might be kind of interesting. I haven't done or signed up yet, so I'll look into that. And what I'm hoping to do here over the next, this show is going to last for the next 10 weeks, I believe. So I'm going to try to do at least a 15-minute show here weekly, right about Tuesday afternoon. So right about this time, today's show, I started around 3:30 p.m. on the East Coast. So, you know, look for me about 2-1 noontime or so on the West Coast on Tuesdays. And as the show progresses each week, you know, I'd like to facilitate a program here that, you know, if you're interested in, obviously, if you're listening to this show right now, you're interested in the post-apocalyptic genre. So this is a great format here, so we can, discuss what we saw the week before, and, how realistic it is, and, also maybe talk about, what we think about the show, basically. You know, is it realistic, kind of, to what we imagined? Would you be doing this or that? You know, I'm sure this is a reality. Also, the personal conflicts, the relationships. I mean, a lot of times when we think about we think about the movies, and we think about, you know, as I said, grouping together and those kind of things. And here we get a chance. You know, how would people, obviously you're in a very serious put situation. Being, a band of only survivors, and there's probably, a band of killers outside a compound or out there in the wastelands or somewhere out there that would be glad to kidnap you or do whatever, so, you know, what relationships would, what connections would be made within the group, you know, how, you know, tolerant would you be, you know, in a situation, because in some situations, you know, as a group, you know, some people just don't get along. I mean, and it's easy just to walk away when, you know, or, you know, not be involved with another person or in a group. Because you know, you just have that type, you know, that freedom. In a situation like this, or in a situation, you know, after a post-pop, you know, you're pretty much banded together. You pretty much, you know, the next person next to you has got to have your back. And this show will be interesting to see how those relationships pop out or work out. Let's. I want to just also talk about real quickly the road. Obviously, the trailer came out. A lot of discussions were coming out about that. I think the look of it, the background, Hill Coat done a marvelous job. I'll say I give him an A+. I love the back. I love the CGI back there. I personally, my perspective is, it looks as good as what maybe I had almost imagined in my own head after I've read the book here now 3 times. And I like what I've seen so far. I think some people have this. I don't know. So the little quirks were some of the very beginning where they look like this kind of climate change type of catastrophe that maybe led up to, obviously, what happened in the road. Obviously, we know in the book, pretty much there's no indication at all that there was any type of anything like that. More so, either, you know, the speculation is either a nuclear war or an asteroid or meteor shower. Because of obviously the one quote in the book where it explains the concussions and far distance, and you know, we all kind of come to some, maybe not a conclusion, but the speculation that you know, there obviously has to be some type of impacts that caused the apocalypse in the road. So, you know, there's just this little bit of you know, some people kind of hung up on that. I've heard on, not heard, but I've read online from some people that have seen the movie, previewed it already, that there's nothing in the movie that even, you know, as far as that part of the trailer, the very beginning, that's even in the movie, so there's no massive tornadoes or large tsunamis or something like that. So anyhow, that's coming on October the 16th. We've got less than 90 days, folks, and I'm really going to be stoked up, and we'll do some shows here, some more, leading up, obviously, to October. So definitely look out or listen out for the aftermath. As again, this is a very short, abbreviated show. I want to do it in 15 minutes. I just want to come on, kind of highlight the colony. Really stoked up about it tonight. I hope you are, too. I hope you watch it. If you don't, TiVo it or watch the replays. And tune in to this show here next Tuesday afternoon. We'll discuss what happened here on the first episode. And if you find any other post-apocalyptic news, I'll obviously bring that to you. You Fallout fans out there, there's a plethora of different add-ons that are out there coming onto it. And for any of you, if not, for whatever reason, don't, or maybe you're not a gamer, but Fallout 3 has got to be one of the best post-apocalyptic games out there. And, you know, I give it definitely high marks. And I look forward to also there's news on that front that the sequel to it, not a sequel actually, but a new game on Fallout will be coming out next year. It's set somewhere in the Las Vegas area, post-apocalyptic Las Vegas. So that'll be very interesting as more news comes out about that and how that game is you know, coming, how's it, you know, being produced. So we'll have more on that obviously later. That's going to do it here for today. Again, I just wanted to come on and, you know, highlight for the colony on the Discovery Channel. And, again, we'll talk about it next Tuesday. For all you folks out there in the post-apocalyptia, hang in there and tune in tonight to the colony. You have a good day. Bye.
Got the shock when they landed on Plymouth Rock. If today any shock they should try to stand, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock, Plymouth Rock would land on there. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was a look on to something shocking, but now God knows anything goes. Good offers to who once knew better words, now only used for letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. If driving fast cars you like, if low bars you like, if old hymns you like, if fair limbs you like, if Mae West you like, or me undressed you like, why nobody will oppose. When every night the set that's smart is intruding at nudist parties in studio, anything goes. When the missus McLean, God bless her, can get Russian red to yes, then I suppose anything goes. When Rockefeller still can hoard enough money to let Mac Gordon produce his show, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, and that gent today, you gave a cent today, once had several chateaus. When folks who still can ride in jitneys find out Vanderbilts and Whitneys lack baby clothes, anything goes. When Sam Goldwyn can with great conviction instruct Anna's pen in diction, then Anna shows anything goes. When you hear that lady mental standing up, now does a handspring landing up on her toes, anything goes. Just think of those shocks you got, and those knocks you got, and those blues you got from those news you got, and those pains you got in any brain you got from those little radios. So Mrs. R, with all her trimmings, can broadcast the bed from Simmons, cause Frank will know anything goes.